Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Let's get right into it. Something I hear a lot in the Primal Potential Facebook group, with my clients in the consistency course, in listeners who email me is, why do I always fail to execute? Why can't I get myself to do the thing I said I was going to do? And I have felt this way many, many times in my life. What is wrong with me?
I want this thing and I want it badly and it matters to me and I understand how important it is, why do I keep talking myself out of it? Why do I keep letting myself off the hook? Why do I keep making excuses? You could be level 10 fired up to eat healthy today. And come dinner time, it's fine. I'll start tomorrow. It doesn't really matter. I don't care. This one thing won't hurt. You could be completely committed to working out and understand that it makes you feel better, that it's important for your longevity, that you want to be fit and healthy. You could be totally geared up for all of that and still say, I'm too tired today. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'll start next week. I'm not in the mood. It doesn't really matter. Whatever the reason is. There is one tool in particular that I've been talking about with clients a lot that I've been using very regularly in my own life, and it works. And it works. Let me explain it to you with an example. One thing that I have been trying to do for a while now, a couple years, is clean my kitchen every night so that when I wake up in the morning, it feels great. Not just all the dishes are out of the sink, but the counters are clear, they're wiped down, everything's put away every night. And I would be lying if I said that I want to do it all the time. I don't. There are probably more nights that I don't want to do it, that I start to talk myself out of doing it, than there are nights where there's no resistance at all. Very often, after getting Roman to bed and feeding the twins and washing bottles and all this, like the last thing in the world that I want to do is clean the kitchen, even though it doesn't really take very long because if you're keeping up, you never really have to catch up. So it doesn't take very long, but still, I just don't want to do it. So here's what I do. I ask myself, if I could make myself want to clean the kitchen, how might I do it? Like, if there were a perspective that I could have that would lead to me wanting to do it, because I have the perspective of not wanting to do it, I know what that looks like, but if there was a perspective, a way of thinking about it that would leave me wanting to do it, what would that be? Now, an important caveat here. I'm not asking the question to get myself to clean the kitchen. I'm very, very open when I ask the question to the fact that I might decide not to clean the kitchen. But the goal of asking that question is to simply not reinforce a thought pattern of, it doesn't really matter, it's not a big deal, I can do it in the morning. This is a very important distinction. A lot of people will resist this because they think the goal is talking themselves into the thing. It's not. The goal is to think differently. Because most of us, when we are in this place of having clear intentions but not following through on them, we've got a lot of practice, a lot of repetitions, a lot of rehearsal in talking ourselves out of it. We are well worn in the groove of, it doesn't matter, I'll start tomorrow, I don't really care, I'm too tired, I don't feel like it. So what we're doing here is not reinforcing that groove. We're paving another path for the sake of paving another path, not for the sake of cleaning the kitchen, right? Or getting in the workout. If I said to myself, this happened when I was on vacation, I told you guys the story about the burpees, right? I'm doing 50 burpees a day for the month of February, as fast as possible. And I really didn't want to do them. And so I asked myself, if there was some way to think about it that left me wanting to do it, what would that be? If I asked myself that with the goal of getting myself to do the burpees, I would resist it because I don't want to get myself to do the burpees. But I take the pressure off when I understand that I'm not doing this so that I talk myself into doing the burpees. I'm doing this so that I don't strengthen the pattern of talking myself out of it, right? It's very different to consider how I might psych myself up to do them for the sake of becoming a better thinker than it is to just manipulate myself into doing it. Okay. They're different approaches. They're different strategies. So I want you to understand you can take the outcome pressure off. We're just doing it for practice in thinking differently, in thinking better. Now, obviously, a very common outcome is that you do the thing either because you want to or because you don't want to less, right? That intensity of not wanting to do it has been dialed back a little bit. That is an outcome, but that's not the goal. So let's go back to the kitchen example. I really don't want to clean the kitchen. I need to pump. I just want to go to bed. It's really not that bad. It's not a big deal if I wake up in the morning and it's like this. It doesn't have to be pristine. That's how I'm talking myself out of it. But as I do that, that pattern of thinking gets stronger. That pattern of thinking develops deeper roots, stronger roots. So I want to build, to strengthen, to fortify the perspective of it really doesn't take that long and it will make a difference in the morning, right? There is a difference in how I feel in the morning when I walk into a kitchen that is totally clean than when I walk into a kitchen that's just not bad. There's a different feeling. It starts the day differently. So it does matter. And really, how long will it take? I mean, we're not talking about an hour of effort here. We're not talking about 30 minutes of effort here. We're talking about maybe 10, 15 minutes. And you know what? Even if 10, 15 minutes didn't get it pristine, it's still better than no minutes. So am I willing to do 10 minutes to start my day tomorrow a little better? And you know what? I can do it while I pump. I can do it while I watch a show on my phone. I can carry my phone around with me while I wipe down the counters or put things away or whatever it is. Now, whether I clean the kitchen or not, I've at least made stronger the argument in favor of who I want to be and how I want to be and the things I want to do. Just this morning, I was thinking about working out. Oftentimes, I work out right after Roman eats breakfast. That is my preference, but it doesn't always happen that way. Today, I happen to have a meeting in the morning, so things were a little bit different. And I've been thinking all morning, when am I going to get this workout in? When am I going to get this workout in? I really don't want to do it. And you know what? It's not a huge deal. There's other things going on today. Okay, if there was a perspective that got me to work out and feel good about it and want to do it, what might that be? What I'm doing is starting to think outside the box. So often we only think within the realm of our familiar thoughts, the thoughts we've had many, many times before. And this is why people feel stuck in their patterns of behavior. It's because they are remaining limited by their patterns of thought. There's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing broken. But if you remain within the confines of how you normally think, you're going to operate within the confines of how you often choose. So what we're doing, if you imagine like an imaginary bubble around your most common thoughts, we're breaking outside of it. And we have to do that to open up new patterns of behavior. That is the goal here. That is the goal here. Yes, there are other outcomes that are peripheral, but that is the goal. The goal is to begin to expand the way we think so that we can operate from a broader realm of choices. So I say to myself, well, I can get in a 5-minute workout. It's not either I do my 25-minute workout that I intended or I do nothing at all. I can go do 5 minutes. And then you know what? If I have 5 minutes later, I can get in another 5 minutes. Or if I have 10 minutes later, I can get in another 10 minutes. But let's at least knock out the 5 minutes so we've done something. Or you know what? I don't need to do these 3 work things before I work out. I can get the workout in and come back to the work things. And it's going to be easier to fit in the work stuff while Chris is out tonight and I'm juggling the kids than it is to fit in the workout while Chris is out tonight and I'm juggling the 3 kids, right? Because if I get Roman to bed and the kids are asleep in their swings, I can get work done on my laptop more easily than I can get the workout in. So I can shift my order of operations and doing things. Not only that, my whole day is going to feel better if I get the workout in. I'm going to have more energy. I'm going to feel proud of myself. Plus, one thing I know about me is that on days where I work out, I tend to eat better. On days where I don't work out, I face more temptation to eat things that don't make me feel my best. I'm breaking the pattern of thought That is the goal. Explore a new way of thinking. Establish a new thought pattern, or simply not reinforce the old thought pattern. And this is not just about food and working out. This is about anything. It's about relationships. This is about spending money. Let's say that somebody you're close to, family member, friend, has done something or said something that is hurting you. You can ask yourself, if I could feel better about what happened, if it were possible to feel differently about what happened, how would that be so? If there was an argument or a perspective that would leave me feeling differently about this, better about this, more neutral about this, what would that perspective be? I'm going to use an example here that I always pause a little bit when I use examples of people in my life, because definitely it's happened many times that somebody reaches out and gives me hell about it. But there are a few people in my life where I feel disappointed by their, not anything they've done, by things they haven't done. Okay. And I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to feel that way because life is short and I want good energy in my life and I don't want to carry things that are heavy or that don't feel good. So I say to myself, if there was a way that I felt very accepting of their inaction, how would I have to see it to feel understanding or accepting? How would I have to think about it to feel neutral? Is there a perspective possible that would leave me feeling differently about the situation? And I'm going to say it again. The goal that I'm shooting for here is not so much to feel differently, but rather, if I continue to think about people and people's actions and inactions in the same way, then I recycle the same familiar emotions over and over and over, and nothing really changes. This is why, in a day and age where we have access to a ton of free information on getting healthier, on getting fitter, on saving more money, on improving relationships, so many people struggle to actually make those changes because they are not in a process, in a practice of thinking about things differently. And they're hoping that their behavior is going to magically change, but they are not intentionally expanding the way that they think. When we operate from the same bubble of familiar thoughts, we will choose from the same little bucket of familiar choices. I don't want to cook dinner tonight. This literally happened to me yesterday. I was driving home. I had an appointment. As I'm driving, I'm like, crap, we got to do something about dinner. Like, I really, really don't want to do that. But at the same time, there's nothing like speaking to me that I want to pick up. I really don't want to order out. I don't want to spend that money. I don't want to take the extra time. So I challenge myself, if I could feel really good about going home and making dinner, if I could want to do that, what perspective would I need to have? And the fact is, if I go home and I turn on some great music and I dance in the kitchen with Ro and I see it as something that is a positive experience for everybody and not a chore, I look to create joy in the process versus just pushing through the process to get to the outcome of a meal, but I make it a fun experience. That's what I want my house to be like. And you know what? Cooking dinner is something that happens almost every single day. So I'd really benefit from finding ways to not only enjoy it, but to have it be a part of the day that I look forward to, a part of the day that my kids look forward to, a part of the day that my husband looks forward to. And it makes me think of the question that I love to ask myself, what would need to change that I look forward to doing what needs to be done? How can I make this more fun? I think a lot of us are not having enough fun, myself included. How can I make it more fun? Well, one really easy way to do that in my life is to turn on music and make it a little bit of a dance party and sing and dance. And Roman really loves that. And I love that. And after just that little shift, not only have I expanded the way of thinking, I haven't reinforced a pattern of thought that doesn't serve me. I have reinforced a pattern of thought that's more aligned with who and how I want to be. But also, I'm actually kind of looking forward to turning on music and dancing around the kitchen while I make dinner with Roman. I also think back to my own childhood, and I have a lot of memories of the benign moments that were dinner time. So I'm creating, or I have the opportunity to create, things that my kids are going to remember forever. I have an opportunity to create tradition around something as repetitive and routine as dinner time. I have the opportunity to make that everybody's favorite time of day in my house. And that makes it feel so much more significant and so much more important and so much more special than I need to cook dinner for my family. This is what it looks like to become a better thinker. This is also a huge part of what we do in the consistency course. So if this is helpful to you, if this is the kind of thing that you're looking for to break out of patterns, give that some thought. You can get on the wait list. I've been opening up 5 spots at the beginning of every month. You can get on the wait list by going to primalpotential.com/the-consistency-course. primalpotential.com/the-consistency-course. And we'll be opening up a few more spots at the start of the month if that's something that speaks to you. I hope everybody has an amazing day. I'll talk to you soon.